Hi and hello and welcome everyone to Friday Night with the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad. And, of course, Queen Sport's still around. But we thank everyone for being here. We thank you for coming. Sit back, relax. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We know you're going to enjoy yourself. Get your tissues ready because you may need them.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, but
you don't look so good.
Yeah, but I kind of like don't feel so good and all week long have these awful really bad headaches and this one. Yeah, but kind of take me a little bit of time now or something like that, Sally.
Time that? Why are you dragging out of your body like that?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like it's a little numb and stuff like that. Going on with these headaches, I don't know too much is going on. Guess I need to call somebody to come sit with you and get somebody to take me out there to the doctor or something like that.
And I'm going to call Grandma.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can call your Grandma and see what you're doing.
All right.
Hello.
Grandma.
Hey, boy. How you doing? How you doing there, boy?
Grandma. Something wrong with Daddy.
Huh?
Something wrong with Dad.
What's wrong with him, boy?
He having these headaches and says left side of by his car numb. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you tell that Daddy that I'm coming over and I'm going to take him to the doctor. And as we can see, we all go together and see what's going on with him.
Okay. Love you, Grandma.
Love you too, boy. I see a few.
Head up.
Yeah, bye.
How you feeling?
Head hurting, bye. Getting real bad here. Can't hardly stand up or nothing like that. What's your grandma say?
See that she's coming to take you to the doctor. I think that's her out there now. So come on, Dad, I'll help you.
All right, boy. Get the keys and lock the door. Get that door there, bye.
Grandma, see you.
Hey, Ma. Hey, boy. Got no idea what's wrong. She be helping you.
Yeah, Mama. It's been hurting at the head real bad and dragging my left side. Feel all numb and stuff like that. And go and take me down into that little doctor's care and she put them filks, won't she?
No, boy. I'm going to take you to the emergency room. I know somebody that with us something like that. You might be having you one of them brain things.
Right, that brain thing, what you mean?
We'll find out for sure. And we'll let them know I'm down at the emergency room. I'm going to take you over there to the Baptist Hospital.
All right. Well, shut your door back there.
All right, Dad. Hello. Welcome to Baptist Hospital. How may I help you?
Yeah, my son here been having bad headaches and he kind of numb on the other side.
Uh-huh.
You know, taking check in here all day in a wheelchair.
Well, he's going to take real good care of him. We're going to roll him back here and see what can get done with him. What's his name? Uh-huh. All right.
Hello there, Richard Nelson. It's Dr. Pulaski. I want to see if we bring you in the emergency room here.
Yeah, Doc, my head been hurting real bad lately. Oh, it's killing me now. And my other side, they done hit me up in the bed here. And I don't know what to do. I've been doing this for a while now.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to get a nurse to come in here and start an IV. And I'll get some bladder stuff from you and stuff like that. Get you some tests and stuff, right? See what's going on in there. Get your head CT and get a little blood work and get a little urine or something. You think you can go to the bathroom, sir?
Yeah, I can whistle a little bit out, a little tizzle or something.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, have you been drinking any drugs or anything like that? Any freaking falls or something like that?
Nah, doctor, this is head killing me. Oh.
Well, Mr. Johnson, I'll be right back. Mrs. Johnson, we got the lab results and everything like that back. Let's see. We see a little something going on in your head there. And we're going to have some surgeons look at this lab results. So we think you have got like a brain aneurysm that's up there that happened. It's kind of like rupturing. And we're going to get that taken care of immediately, surgery. So sit tight. Here we go. See if you can call the OR to get you scheduled for surgery, sir.
Oh, no.
Miss Johnson, don't worry about it. We're going to take good care of you, now. You let your mother know about it outside and look what you said. If you get your head to recovery, we'll bring them back for you.
Okay. Oh, whatever helps out. Oh, my head.
All right, Miss Johnson. See you in a moment.
Miss Johnson, Miss Johnson, wake up. Miss Johnson.
Hello. Yeah. Oh.
Hi, Miss Johnson. You're in recovery right now. And I want to know how you feel. Any pain or anything right now? On a scale from 1 to 10, what is your pain?
Oh, about 7.
All right, Miss Johnson, that's no. So we can get you some pain medicine as soon as we can. We're going to send your son, your mother back. I want to let you know that surgery did go well. And I'll be able to speak with you a little bit later.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Johnson, this is Dr. Pulaski.
How you doing?
Well, as you know, the surgery was a great success. We fixed that ruptured vessel inside your brain there. Had a brain aneurysm. Got you all fixed. We got some medication and stuff for you and stuff like that. Sorry, you had to shave your head up there a little bit. Yeah, that was necessary. Other than that, we got number 2E Foundation, Brain Aneurysm Foundation, that's going to help you out with the problem that you just went through, sir. Here's a card right here. It reads Brain Aneurysm Foundation. And the number is 781-826-5556. 781-826-5556. And you can give that call there to we have an associate of mine to come in and help you and walk you through all the steps and get the application and everything filled up. And that's a support group for brain aneurysm.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much. I just want to watch that show tonight on the 6-Eyed Radio Network with AJ and the squad. It is still Friday night, right, Doc?
Yes, sir. This is about 8:58 right now. They get somebody here to get that set up for you. Mr. Johnson, you know the number to that there? We can get it turned out for you.
Yeah, that number is 424-243-9617.
424-243-9617. Gotcha, sir. We get somebody to put that on your phone for you. And get some rest, sir. I'll try to do this when I speak and we'll get some rest.
Thank you, Doc. Thank y'all so much.
For that little child with no father.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network. Hit us up. 424-243-9617.
A man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He had no home, he had no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying now?
A man, a girl, searching for.
Your tears.
Your tears.
Franklin and friends, lean on me.
Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Father God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how this evening, God, to tell you, God, for life, health, and strength, God. We want to tell you, thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for upholding us with your right hands, God. We want to tell you, thank you, God, for being a just God, being a forgiving God, God. And we repent of anything said, done, omission, commission, to grieve thy spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, have we done anything to displease you, God? We ask, God, that you you will wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and create in us a clean heart. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we glorify you. We give you all praise and all honor for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for another opportunity, Father God, on the 6 Eyes Radio tonight, God. Father God, to lift up your holy name, God, and we thank you for AJ and the squad tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for meeting us right here at the appointed time, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that you are a healer tonight, God. We know you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer tonight. We know, Father God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. We know you're that same God, Father God, that was in the fiery furnace, Father God. We know, Father God, that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, Father God, that we're standing in need of you tonight, God. Father God, there's healing in the land, God. We know, God, you are able, God, to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch those bodies, God, that may be going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you will touch one of our dear sisters tonight, God. Father God, Sister Pride and Joy, Father God. We know, God, that you're able, God, to touch destiny tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But touch all of your children, Father God, that's leaning and depending on you tonight, Father God. But Father God, we know you are a miraculous worker tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give us ears to hear what thus said the Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But let us not leave here empty-plated tonight, God. But let us leave, God, knowing, God, that you can, God, that we can do all things through you that strengthen us tonight, God. We are who you say that we are, Father God. We can have because faith has allowed us to, Father God. We are the head and not the tail tonight, God. And we are believers and not doubters tonight, God. And we are your royal priesthood tonight, God. And Father God, every ear that has an ear to hear tonight, God. Father God, let them leave here, Father God, with something stored on their mind, God. Let them know, God, that you are able, God, to do it, Father God. And Lord, we thank you in advance, God, for doing it, God. Father God, continue to uphold us with your right hand, God. And all those that are signed in with us tonight, God. We ask, Lord, that they, Father God, will hear something, God, that may be, Father God, an encouragement to encourage somebody else through Christ Jesus, that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And if you got the faith, amen, he is the way tonight. And Father God, we glorify you and we magnify your name. We thank you, Father God, for each and every one, God. And Lord, we ask that you have your way in this service tonight, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, we lay it down at the altar, God, and know, God, that through you, God, I can do all things through you that strengthen thee. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AJ in the Squad on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody. Give me just a couple of seconds. If you want to talk, please press 1 so I can open you up.
The phone lines are now open, 424-243-9617. Please join us.
Hello, Squad.
Press the 1.
Hello, Squad.
Join the queue.
Hello.
Please be a part of what
hello,
we do.
Hello.
Good
hello.
Evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome,
good
everybody.
Evening, good evening.
And we'll wait for all the mics to get open.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
then we will do as we always do with buddy checks, wellness checks, mental health checks. Good evening, everybody. You can go ahead, chime in, say good evening, say hello.
All right. Everybody's
let us know
evening,
you're here.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
So if you want to speak, press 1 because there's a lot of people in here. And we want to hear
good
from
morning.
Everybody. So.
Hey, hey, hey.
Press
1.
Check. Two Piece in the building. Bandless Quayton is in the building. Queen is in the building.
What's up, Squad?
Squad.
Hello, everybody.
For all the new listeners, if you missed last Friday's episode, 9/2/22, mm-hmm. Ladies Night, the Queen's Court, you definitely want to go to the AJ and the Squad page
check.
And check that podcast out.
It's okay.
On the top. And I promise you, exceptional, phenomenal, phenomenal show. So you make sure you want to go and check that out.
Yeah, because if you missed out, I ain't going to call y'all out y'all name, but y'all know the rest. Y'all see it on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And y'all missed out.
No,
y'all
will
y'all
be
y'all
back.
Be a
we'll
part
go
of
back
it.
By popular demand.
Oh, yes. So good. Definitely.
That is for sure.
Coming
so.
Back bigger and better. Bigger and better.
Absolutely. 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 That part.
So hello to everyone.
Would the queens like to get us started tonight? Go around the table,
y'all,
introductions?
Hi, it's the queen. Just pray for me. Just pray for me. Just pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. It's like my plate was already full, but it's like a lot has been dumped on it again. Just pray for me. Because I know my God is good, and I know that whatever he gives me, he's giving me the strength to deal with it. So just pray for me. And I thank you because I will pray for you. But I already know. I claim it done. I claim my healing. I just claim everything God has for me. Because what he has for me, it's for me. He's not going to give it to nobody else.
That's
he's going to give it to me because it's mine. He designed it for me to walk in my authority that my God has given me. So just keep me prayed up as I will keep you prayed up. And just know that we're going to be okay because God said it.
Absolutely. Thank you so
much. Hey, this
check,
is my checkable caller from Shatdown. I'm just chilling. I had a small week, you know. It was a great week. My baby's birthday coming up next week. She'll be 21. Hey.
All right.
I know I sound like I'm 21 too, but yeah.
Had to throw it in there, right?
But, you know, I'm just chilling, you know. I've been dealing with allergies, sinuses, and mucus and stuff, so I'm just trying to get rid of all that mess because the summer was not good to me with being sick and stuff. But I'm good, though, you know, God's will, you know. I'm blessed.
That's right.
Check, check.
Check, check.
Check, check.
Good morning. Good afternoon. True, amen. This is Evangelist Clayton Helen out of Tallahassee, Florida. And my week, amen, has been one of those unexpected weeks. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I tell you, God has been pouring out his blessings beyond measures. If you trust him, don't try to use a GPS or a navigator system. But if you trust him, I promise you that he will lead you on that path of righteousness.
Amen.
For your name's sake. So
right.
I encourage you blind tonight to hold on. And I learned this from my visionary, Prophetess Evangelist Ellen Knight. I learned this from her. If you got the faith, amen, God is the way tonight. Amen, to God be the glory. So I'm just grateful. And I'm here, amen, with one of the greatest group, amen, AJ and the squad in Queens Court tonight, amen. And you can't be God's given no matter how you try. Be blessed,
right.
Everyone.
Check,
right.
Check.
Amen, amen. Any more queens in the house?
Do we have any more queens? I know Queen said we have a lot of callers. We don't have any more women
we
callers,
do.
Female callers, lady callers. Your
if
mic
you
is
talk,
open.
What
the
queen
is
said,
open.
Don't be scared to talk to us.
Come talk to us. Come and talk to us.
I really want
to
know your name. Right, that part.
Hey, come
on, hit that number one key and come on
we
in.
We got a lot of people. You don't. You know,
did Destiny get a chance to make it tonight? Or Pride and Joy, did they get a chance to make it tonight?
Wait a minute, we got somebody coming in the house. Wait a minute, who is this right here?
Okay,
hey, honey, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, hey, there she go.
How is everybody doing out there? So all I want to leave with each and every one of y'all is God did it. That's right.
God did it. Go check out
DJ Kelly and, you know, the crew. But God did it because that's who definitely did it.
That's
for the whole week. If you're stressing
it.
Or you
know
got things
right.
on your mind or you got something going on, just know that God did it. He the one that did
God
it.
Did
that's
it.
Right.
That's
he the one. That's it. So I want to shut that out to each and every one of y'all out there, and I hope each and every one of you have a wonderful, blessed night. Well, we know you will have a wonderful, blessed night, and we just see you next week. God did it.
I know that's right.
God did
right.
it.
God did
it. You will have a great night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a squad.
Okay, we're moving right along until the anybody else would like to speak. We'll just keep it moving right along. How about any of the kings in the house?
Well, you know how I got to come on out the cup with my bucket of chicken and pass it around to everybody because my week has just been awesome, man. I'm able to get back there since the pandemic, going to a couple of these schools around here in the neighborhood areas, you know. Went to one on Wednesday, motivate a nice little kindergarten class at a private school, doing what I do best with my voices, you know. Taught some self-defense classes. Did one today, early this morning. So I'm back to my old self, you know. Teaching people Braille, doing what I do. I just love to bring laughter to people, you know. So I'm just with grace and mercy, anointed blessing that God has put in my heart, you know. So it's a new change in me. You know? You've been noticing little by little. But that's how it is for me. Loving what I do. Piecing a biscuit. And it's past the sucker around here. So I take peace.
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen, amen.
What about our other kings? Did Mr. Godfather make it with us tonight?
He has not yet.
Okay, all right.
Not yet.
Okay, so before we move along, I'd like to give the opportunity to anybody else, that includes the women or the kings, if you're in the building, you'd like to share your mental health with us or how you're doing, what's going on with your life, tell us where you're calling from, your name.
Come on, Anointed Prayer Line. Hit that number one key and come on in.
Because it's so busy. Is yeah, there?
You say North Carolina's in the house tonight.
There. Yeah, wait a minute. Here comes somebody.
Come on up in there.
Praise God.
Go ahead, 850.
What's up with that 901 number?
I think it was somebody that was trying to speak.
It's an 850 number.
I think Evangelist one of Evangelist Clay's people was trying to talk.
Praise God. I hope I'm not breaking in, but this Evangelist Knight, this whole anointed prayer line of Jesus Christ. It's indeed a privilege as well as a blessing that this end with you all tonight. This is what God wants us to do.
That's right.
Anything a person can do now is to spread the gospel. We need to get busy doing it.
That's right.
And I'm so pleased to be able to drop in with you all to see that God's work is still being carried on. God bless you all. Continue to be faithful. If you
Thank
be
you.
Faithful, God will beat you being faithful. You can
That's
never
right.
be forgiven. God bless you all.
That's right.
Amen, God.
Absolutely.
Thank
Amen
you,
to that.
God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Knight.
Wait a minute. We got another one coming up. Wait a minute. 405, your mic is on.
Yeah,
come
how
on,
y'all doing tonight? This is Jerry coming out of Oklahoma.
Hello, sir. Good evening to you. Okay. Welcome back.
Good evening.
Mental.
To you, sir.
And how
would you like to share how you're doing, your mental? Would you like to express anything with the squad and all the listeners?
Look like
oh, okay. Hello? All right.
Brother Jerry?
Thanks for being there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing pretty good tonight. I was on mute. Sorry about that. Yeah, my mental is real well, man. Just listening in tonight, enjoying the show. Hopefully all y'all having a blessed day so far.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us and your well wishes.
Thank you, Brother Jolly.
Yeah. How you doing, Miss Evangelist Knight?
Did she go back up?
Hey, John. How
you
doing?
She's still right there.
Okay.
Evangelist Knight.
Check him.
Hey.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Brother Jolly was speaking to you. He asked you how you were doing.
Praise God. I'm blessed. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. Nice to hear you.
Oh, it's always a blessing to hear you all. Glad they were the fellowship with me.
Praise God.
Absolutely. Okay. Real quick, this is AJ. I'm calling out of Cleveland. I'm doing okay. I'm blessed. I'm all right. You know me. I'm in the middle of all kinds of stuff, but it's nothing that I can't handle. You know, with what's all going on in the world, especially with all the things that's going on with the squad members right now. I'm just very humble and I'm very thankful because what I have going on, you know, how we, small issues. You know, there can be big issues, but when you hear other things that's going on in the world, like who am I to complain? Like who am I to be like, oh, woe is me? Or so when I put it in perspective, I'm very blessed. My son is doing good. I'm in health. Everything that's going on with AJ and the squad, everything that's going on offline, the nonprofit organization, and all the things that we got going on and we're getting ready to put into play for the squad and for the radio network is beautiful. I got my queen with me. I got the squad with me. So I'm blessed. Amen. God is good. God is great. So I have no issues. I have no problems. God, I'm complete.
Amen. All right. I like it. Anybody else? You know, some of you guys stop being scared. Y'all came on not to cut. I got some more hanging on in there. Okay. Well, you don't have to talk. We're just glad you're here. We hope you enjoy yourself. Whenever you're ready to talk, just press 1. I see you. wait a minute. Hold up. Here comes somebody. All right, 850. Your mic is open. 850. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi, Evangelist Clayton invite me. I'm not new. My name is Mr. Elsie. So I was just listening.
Yes.
Welcome back. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. I'm fine. No, can't complain. No complaints. Just thank God for another day.
Absolutely.
I try not to complain.
Amen. We just want to keep Minister Elsie lifted up tonight because her daughter is in the air going to England.
Ooh,
amen.
Wow.
To God be the glory.
Wow.
Amen. To that.
Right.
Amen. Let us keep her lifted up, her daughter Kathleen. Amen. And pray for safe landing. Amen.
Especially with all that's about to be going on over there right now, for real.
Right.
There's a lot going on over in England right now. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind going and being around all that. I mean, that is history. You know, but we'll get into that in another time. But that's beautiful
to
go
over
there.
Just to get into that right quick, how much you want to be a part of that, I'm just going to put this out here real quick. Our governor here in North Carolina is actually proposing or has proposed a law to have a condolences wall put up.
Right.
And there's certain parts of North Carolina you can go actually leave your condolences. And when he gather them all up, he's going to send them to England as a representation of North Carolina. So I'm trying to listen to figure out where those spots at because I would love to just have my name somewhere going to the Queen.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
You know, we need to maybe get in touch with him. Like I say, find out where that is. And then, like I said, maybe put it on the Facebook page. You know, give him a call, email him, check it out. You know, and you can put your name on there. And then, you know, put AJ and the squad on there. You know, I'm just saying.
Definitely.
Food
the Queen's Court.
Absolutely, Queen's Court.
To the Queen. You better know it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Queen's Court. I hear that.
So, you know, we just can't be in for her to go out.
We done created a mom. I love it.
Sounds like y'all want to take a trip to England to meet.
Absolutely.
That'd be nice.
All right, then. Let's arrange it then. Nothing is impossible.
Absolutely.
Man.
I'm down.
Nothing is impossible.
That sounds beautiful.
We need to take a business meeting over there.
I'm saying that. I was just thinking that.
We might be able to actually work that out. You'd be surprised.
We got to go network over there.
We might just be able to do that, actually.
And a business trip.
Amen.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Amen. Praise God.
So does anybody else have anything else they want to share tonight? Anything on your mind? Remember, if you want to talk, press one. Go ahead.
I want to share this tonight, amen. I thought Evangelist Knight was going to mention it, but I'm going to mention it, amen. We have Evangelist Ella Knight, amen, from Preach the Word Network, amen. To God be the glory. TV, radio personality, TV personality, amen. And she's speaking in different languages, speaking in so many other countries, amen, to others, amen, and just want to invite the squad in Queens Court, amen, to a Sunday morning services, amen. You can tune in to Preach the Word, amen, download it on your phone, Preach the Word, amen, to God be the glory, sending ministry by Evangelist Ella Knight, amen. God is doing big things, amen, to God be the glory, but you know when the devil get busy, when the devil get busy, if the devil wasn't stirring in your pot, you would know that God was up to something. But God is up to something, spreading his word, amen, different countries and nationwide. So we just praise God, amen, that none other than the prophetess Ella Knight is in the house with us tonight to take out our
amen.
Ladies. Amen. Work for Florida A&M University. Amen. And hold down. Amen. A job as well as travel to, from, and far and near. And we just want to say thank you, Evangelist Knight, for the work that you're doing.
God.
Amen. Reaching God's people and spreading the good news. So we give God all the praise and all the honor. We want to give you your flowers. Amen. While you live. Amen. Because you work very hard. Amen. And so we just want to tell you thank you from AJ and the squad and Queens Court. We welcome you into this building tonight. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And make sure you go on to Facebook and, you know, put all your, how we can get in touch with you, how we can come and you know, listen to your services. So we make sure we put that on the Facebook page. We can get that out there.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God.
Appreciate you for coming and being with us tonight.
It is a blessing to be here. And as Evangelist Clayton have already said, there's many ways you can connect with it. If I had one of your phone numbers, I can send it to you. But you can also just type in on the computer, Preach the Word Network on your phone, and download the app. And you can just type it in on your computer, Preach the Word Network, and just click on live on TV. You can also pick it up on your smart TVs, on Amazon. There's quite a few ways you can get the channel. But come on, 8 o'clock every Sunday morning. So I do suggest you all to tune in with me. It would be such a blessing to have you all there.
And then we will definitely come to show you some love.
I'm about to download it now.
So with all of you I'm on that, on my show.
Okay.
Make sure we put that on. Make sure we put that on our page. Preach the Word.
Preach the Word Network.
Okay,
yeah, Preach
the
Word
Network.
Somebody please put that on our Facebook page and download it and get those links so we can link up.
I'll check my
joining
now.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
Share
the information with you all.
Absolutely.
Are you all local? You all local? I can help you. Come on. One of the shows one day and get a few words about your broadcast as well.
They're in Chicago,
Cleveland, Ohio, Carolina. Amen. To God be glory. So they're everywhere and that would be a pleasure to have them in the squad on the TV show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we'll have to send the Bitmojis, you know, and take over.
Yeah.
Hey, could you imagine turning the TV on and see the squad in Bitmoji form on the TV? That would be beautiful. That would be hilarious.
You were saying what, Evangelist? I'm trying to have a recording studio
at my house. So this is where I do all my recordings from. Sometimes I go up to Atlanta to do some of this. And interview, I was local here in Tallahassee. I was in mind doing the show with one of you all, a couple of you all to come out on there and talk about it.
Yes, ma'am.
But my recordings in the house, I go to Atlanta and do the most I'm going to give for my home.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise God.
On the app store, do it say Preach the Word Network Lifestyle?
I'm sorry?
I say on the app store, do it say Preach the Word Network and it say Lifestyle?
Preach the Word.
No, I pulled it up, but I'm just trying to make sure this is it.
And just put Preach the Word Network. And when you're going to see two when they pop up, one when you just read the word. It's not that one. It's the one, Preach the Word, and just download the app. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, you just click on the app and go to live TV.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
You got it?
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncheckable. Thank you, babe.
That's a sign.
You're
check.
Welcome.
That's a sign.
Praise God. Thank you all. Thank you so much. I'm Evangelist Clayton, and I must say as well, Evangelist Clayton is one of the most faithful ones that we have on the Cold Anointed Prayer Line. She makes all through the services. She is an excellent person. I told her some years ago that she definitely was anointed to do radio. I heard it in her voice, and the Lord had revealed that to me. I had recommended that she go to some of the local stations and get on there. But she's very faithful. You can call her, and she got a memory like this. I mean, she can just remember names. That's what I'm praying for. But she's very anointed. So you all are definitely a blessing to have her to be part of your team.
Amen.
Oh, absolutely. Trust me, we are well aware of her. You know.
Amen.
Yeah, she blessed me by wanting to be on my board of our NPO. So she does a lot of work, not only in the community, but you know, on her own, she airs off of the Pride and Joy Network, and then of course what she does on AJ and the Squad and the Six Eyes Radio Network. So, if people aren't aware of the Clayton Clan, a big family. So we are definitely happy to have everyone affiliated and associated here tonight with us.
Amen.
Amen.
So before we move on, I want to make sure that I have our speaker. I see a couple numbers that might be our speaker. So I'm going to open up one of these mics. And if this is you, you can just speak. Just say, hey, or whatever. I just want to make sure I have you ready when it's your time to speak. So this is one of the 803s. If this is our speaker, just say hi or something. If this is you.
Hi.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm good. You just sit right there. Go ahead. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, anybody else? If not, we'll prepare our hearts and our minds for this spectacular young lady that's coming up. But first, Two-Piece, you got something to say about it?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you a very outstanding young lady that has been through some things in life, and she's here tonight to tell her testimony of encouragement of God's grace and mercy over her life. I present to you after this next song, Miss Amber Dove of South Carolina.
All right.
We cannot wait to hear what Miss Amber has to say. And I saw her picture. She's so pretty. She's so pretty. We are glad to have you.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Check, check.
The enemy came up against your heart. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The
luck is your business.
That was Win by J. Carr.
Can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. I just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Because you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me wins. Yeah.
this is what I need you to do. Because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Play, press 1 to decrease volume.
All right, so before she gets started, you might have heard yourself go on mute, and that's only because that's what we do while our speaker is speaking, but as soon as she gets through, you better come off and ask any questions if you'd like. So without further ado, Ms. Amber Dove.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Amber Dove, and I do reside in the state of South Carolina, where I am here to tell my testimony. Devil tries to get you at different stages of your life. So my primary school grade life was great, but what led up to it wasn't. I remember at the age of 3, I'll never forget my biological father's wife taking me to the bathroom to get ready. Ready for bath time to go to bed. I do remember walking into the bathroom with her, and she put me in the tub. And I hopped out on one foot, and I said, it's too hot. And then she pushed me back into the tub. And I was screaming, it's too hot, it's too hot. And I remember my father's wife, son coming in the bathroom, he came and felt the water, and he said, Ma, the water's too hot. And after that, I don't remember what happened after that. All I remember is my father looking down on me when we were in a helicopter. I remember that, and then I remember seeing burn center. I remember that. I was only 3 years old. And if you know, I'm not sure if you know, but usually you don't remember anything before the age of 4, unless it's, traumatic. So with that being said, after that happened, my biological father did give his rights up, and he let me go to to DSS, which is the Department of Social Services. Of South Carolina. I went to the Department of Social Service of South Carolina, but I was then placed into a foster care home. It wasn't like where you go when you're with actual family. You're in like a home with other, individuals who have been through traumatic stuff or who can't stay with their parents. I remember me being in there the youngest, and they used to bully me. I can low-key laugh about it now, but they used to bully me because I was the littlest. And I did have a young lady who, you know, took up for me. And being that she took up for me, we stayed close. So they asked, and my name is Dove now. My last name was Long, and I still hold that last name dear to my heart. Dove is the last name of the foster parents' home that I went to when I became four, after all of the burning from, well, me getting burned in the tub of hot water. They let, well, the foster home that I went to, which was the Doves, they actually had the girl who I was close with, who I, you know, was under all the time at the foster home. They had her, and they asked, could I come with her? Because I was the youngest. They didn't want me to stay in that actual environment where everybody was picking on me and bullying me. So the Doves did get both of us. I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, I think they may have gotten me the day after my birthday. It was real close to my birthday. I remember when I got with the Doves. When I got with the Doves, I remember she put me, like, of course I was in school, but she put me in the church. And that's where I got so much involved with church. Being involved with church, I remember I used to praise dance. I was on the mind ministry team. I was in Sunday school. I was on a choir. So I would never forget when I was in elementary school, a child saw the back of my, you know, saw my back. And I have burns on my feet, on my right foot, the lower part of my body, and on my back. And back then when I was little, the burns used to be the keloid skin was bigger than, you know, how it is now. It has stretched out, of course, because I've, you know, grown. Me being so small, it was huge. So a child said, oh, my God, Amber, did you, you know, use the restroom on yourself? And it made me mad, and I was just like, no. And I never told them what it was because I didn't think they would understand what it was. So me being burnt and low-key, like, messed up my security for myself, like, because I'm not going to lie, I still have some insecurities about me being burnt with the, you know, within the water or whatever. But it is getting better. It does take time. It does take time. Going through, I'm not gonna lie, going through middle school, high school, I mean middle school, first, what's it called, elementary school, my bad, middle school and high school, it was good. I had no complaints about any of those years. I was a child. One thing I could say was I used to have, and I don't know if I really say this, but I used to have temper tantrums bad. And I don't know why, and I might have did it because I was scared or something. I remember seeing my father's wife after me being burnt, and I was terrified when I saw her. I was terrified. But yeah, so going through all that, all I could say is I'm a stronger woman now. I am. Thinking about the stuff that I've been through with that, it does make me want to cry sometimes. But yeah, I'm a survivor of that. Going to high school, I was a cheerleader from eighth grade to 12th grade year. Eighth to 12th grade year. I was in every club. that you can name, NAACP, what's it called? I was in Beta, National Honor Society. I was in drama club. I was in cooking class, all of that. I was a well-rounded individual. My senior year of high school is when everything turned for the worse for me. Everything was actually good until, like, the last 3 months of high school. And that's when I went to, because I was so involved in church, I finally went, we went to White Oak, like, I don't think it was every year. I think it was, like, every other year, if I'm not mistaken. I went to White Oak, I want to say once or twice. And then my senior year of high school, we went to Fort Mill. I can't tell you the name of the place that we stayed because I cannot remember, but it was something just like White Oak, where they had us, you know, all together doing seminars, learning, you know, different scriptures, learning more about God, more than what we did know. And I went there for the YPD retreat. So the YPD retreat just means Young People Division. And Young People Division is, of course, for young people, but it's for AME. AME is for African Methodist Episcopal Church, and that is the type of church that I go to. I go to St. Philip AME Church. And we went to Fort Mill, South Carolina. Of course, we did seminars and all that, and me and my cousin did a fashion show together, and I'll never forget this fashion show. Can I please have a break?
Of course.
Sure.
No problem. Thank you. Not a problem. So, while she's going to get herself prepared to relax a little bit, we're going to get into a couple of things. We're going to go and pay some bills, first of all. And then we may have a little music for y'all, maybe. Talk about a few things. But just sit back, hang tight. We'll have more of Miss Amber Dub in just a second.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Yeah, I hear that. No texting and driving. None. No texting or driving with them seatbelts. All
this is
Stupid right there.
With the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squaw, Brain Aneurysm. What is it? Well, to help me out today, I'm going to show you how to utilize your Alexa apps. Echo, what is a brain aneurysm?
According to Mayo Clinic, a brain aneurysm is a bulge in a blood vessel in the brain. A brain aneurysm can leak or burst, causing bleeding in the brain. It usually occurs in the space between the brain and the thin tissues that cover the brain. A ruptured aneurysm is life-threatening and needs immediate treatment. Most brain aneurysms don't rupture, create health problems, or cause symptoms. They're often found during tests for other conditions. Treatment usually involves surgery to stop or prevent bleeding, but unruptured brain aneurysms don't always need treatment.
People, brain aneurysm. The foundation in which you can call for brain aneurysm is 781-826-5556. Again, 781-826-5556.
Thank you, Mr. Two-Piece.
Thank you, sir.
Remember, don't text and drive. The life you save may be your own. I don't know if our guest speaker is still in here, but I just want to just put out there real quick. We've had, it's hard to come on here sometimes and tell your story. We've had guests come on, and they've never really maybe had time to think about it. And all of a sudden, it's that time, and you get to remembering things and flashbacks and feelings and emotions and all kind of things start racing through your mind. You know, I've had a couple of moments on here with Miss Javelin. I don't know if y'all remember that. That was another classic podcast. Mm-hmm. But the energy, the spirit, some of the testimonies, you can relate to them, you connect to them, and you can understand sometimes why you need a moment. I've had a couple of them on here. Queen didn't make me cry almost last week. So, but, I mean, it's just, it happens.
Yeah,
so we just want to let you know that, you know, it's okay. Take the time that you need. Breathe. And let us know when you're ready.
Right.
You know.
Miss Pride and Joy.
Uh-huh.
You got something for us?
Yes,
baby?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ready when you're ready.
Yeah, baby, go ahead.
Okay. Vice President Harris was born in Oakland, California, to parents who immigrated from India and Jamaica. She graduated from Howard University and the University of California. My mother would look at me and she would say, "Kamala, you may be the first to do many things, but make sure you are not the last." That is something her mother used to always tell her. Vice President Harris and her sister, Maya Harris, were inspired by their mother, Kamala Coglin, a breast cancer scientist and pioneer in her own right. Received her doctorate the same year Vice President Harris was born. Her parents were activists, instilling Vice President Harris with a strong sense of justice. They brought her to the civil rights demonstration and introduced her to role models, ranging from the Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall to civil rights leader Constance Baker Motley, who worked motivated her to become a prosecutor. Growing up, Vice President Harris was surrounded by a diverse community and extended family. In 2014, she married Douglas Emma. They have a large blended family that includes their children, Ella and Cole. Throughout her career, the Vice President has been guided by the world. She spoke the first time when she stood up in court, Kamala Harris for the People. In 1990, Vice President Harris joined the Mountain County District Attorney Office, where she specialized in prosecuting child sexual assault cases. She then served as a manager attorney in the San Francisco District Attorney Office and later was the Chief of Division over Children and Family from San Francisco City Attorney Office. She was elected District Attorney of San Francisco in 2003 in that role. Vice President Harris created a groundbreaking program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment. The program was designated a national model of innovation of enforcement by the United States Department of Justice. In 2010, Vice President Harris was elected California Attorney General and oversaw the largest state justice department in the United States. She established the state's first Bureau of Children's Justice and instituted, served the first of their kind reform that ensured greater transparency, accountability in the Christian justice system. As Attorney General, Vice President Harris won $20 billion settlement for Californians whose homes has been foreclosed on, as well as $1.1 billion settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a profit education program. She defended the Affordable Care Act in court, enforced environment laws, and was national leader in the movement for marriage equality. At every step of the way, I've been guided by the words I spoke for the first time. I stood in a courtroom, Kamala Harris, for the people. In 2017, Vice President Harris was sworn in the United States Senate. In her first speech, she spoke out on behalf of immigrants and refugees and members of the Senate Homeland Security Government Affairs Committee. She fought for better protection for Dreamers and called for her better oversight and conditions at immigrant detention facility. On the Senate Selected Committee on Intelligence, she worked with members of both parties to keep the American people safe from threats and craft. Legislating and assisting in security American elections, she visited Iraq, Jordan, to meet with the service members and assess the situations on the ground. She also served as a Senate committee. During her tenure of her committee, she was participating in hearing for two Supreme Court nominees. As Senator Vice President Harris championed legislation to combat hungry, provide rent relief, improve maternal health care, and address the climate crisis, and she was a member of the Committee of Environment Public Works. She was an anti-lynching bill passed in 2018, her legislation to prevail historic black colleges, university was signed into law, as was her effort to refuse much-needed capital into low-income families during the COVID-19 pandemic. I present to you Ms. Kamala Harris, our Vice President for American History. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Ms. Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
y'all think she's
going to
hang on in there?
I call her Kamala.
We got in there, but
Yeah.
Lisa
got in there.
On the
right.
No more making excuses for my own shortcomings. It's time to take responsibility for me. Daughter of a king, who's king of all kings. So, yeah, I've been top tier. Walking with my head held high in every stride I make. I took the long way here, my soul you can't take. No matter what you're saying, do my spirit can't break. Real self-love is kind of hard to fake. So love yourself, little girls and boys. Don't let this big bad world swallow up your joy. Cause they ain't give it to you, now that's God's work. Amazing things you will achieve when you put them first.
And I will achieve everything as long as I believe. I can and I will achieve everything as long as I believe.
Of a champ, cause I am that funny when I profess my dreams, people fell back.
They all thought I was crazy. With crusty smoking, I think your vision's hazy. Girl, you must have fell above your head. Did your mama drop you as a child? I think you lost your mind. Nah, ain't no loose schools here. You talking to a woman that moves with no fear. I wanted something different, so I did something different. I saw it, believed it, spoke to God and achieved it. Yeah, this for every train ride that I ever had to cry to see my dream thrive. So you wanna get in the mix of God, God's plan. Well, bless your heart, honey, good luck with that. If it's one thing I know, can't nobody stop my back. Cause it's meant for me, best believe I have.
I can and I will achieve.
That was I Believe by Jasmine J. Walker.
Hello.
Great. Two piece.
For y'all who just joined us on the Six Side Radio Network, we are here with Miss Amber Dove from South Carolina. And she's going to be finishing up now her rest of her testimony of encouragement of what she went through with grace and mercy and God on her side. Miss Amber Dove.
Good afternoon to you all again. If you are just clicking in, my name is Amber Dove, and I do reside in the state of South Carolina. Following up to my aneurysm, I was on the cheerleading team and on the track team in almost every club in high school. It could have happened because of stress, but honestly, we honestly don't know what happened. I'll never forget, I was at a place in Fort Mill, South Carolina. We were having the YPD retreat. I remember after me and my cousin doing the praise dance, doing the fashion show, we went back to the room, and we went to take, to change, to go get something to eat because they had lasagna. And if you know me, I do not like lasagna at all. And, of course, they were my cousins who I went with. And, of course, my cousins didn't really like it either. So they were going to take us to get something to eat. And I remember going in the room with my little cousin, and I said, do you have like a Tylenol or Adlib or something? And they gave it to me. And right after that, I fell on the floor. And I remember looking at my little cousin and telling her that I was dying. And she said, Amber, you're not dying. I said, yes, I am. I said, I'm dying. And I remember the person over at the hotel or the place that we were staying at, she came and she looked in my eyes and she said, something's not right. This doesn't look right. She said, you need to get her to the hospital. So I'll never forget being put in the ambulance and me going to a emergency room in Fort Mill, South Carolina. I remember saying my head hurts, and I want to say I may have fell off the table. I'm not sure, but I think I did. But after that, I don't remember anything else. I woke up a couple of days later. I thought it was just a day later. I thought, honestly, it was the same day, honestly. But after hearing my mom and my family telling me what was going on, it was a week later. I didn't know what was going on, of course, before it happened. But I was told that I was waking up a week later. I was put into a medical induced coma. And I'll never forget Mama coming up beside me. And she's saying, Amber, she said something to me. And I was trying to say, I want to go home. But that didn't come out of my mouth at all. I remember I tried to, grab her hand, but I couldn't. I was paralyzed on my whole right side. I couldn't speak. I couldn't eat. And my knowledge of everything had gone down to a second grade level, and I was a 12th grader in high school. I'll never forget my dad tickling my left foot. That was the only side I could feel. My right side, I couldn't feel at all. I remember after being ICU, they took me to the regular part of the hospital. And they were saying he's going to have to be in a rehabilitation center because there's no way in the world she's going to get better. And they were going to send me to South Carolina. Lavie is in Charlotte, North Carolina. That is the hospital that took care of me, that got me back to where I needed to be able to come home. I remember the doctor told my mom, I'm not going to send your child back to South Carolina like this. So, of course, they had to talk to my insurance and all of that and see whether they would, whether I would be able to stay up there in North Carolina. And I was. It was a juvenile aneurysm is what they told me I had because I want to say I was 17 or 18 when I had it, but anything under up to 18 or under, of course, is juvenile. So they said I had a juvenile aneurysm. I was put into their rehabilitation center, but it was for the children. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't easy at all. I'm still having problems until this day. It happened on March the 17th, 2013 is when I had it, when I survived it. I remember they cut, I want to say it was the left side of my hair off. And then that shoot my self-confidence as well. But I am happy that I am still here today. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't always the best person. So when I was in the rehabilitation center, I didn't want to do stuff sometimes. But my therapist made me do it. I never forget when I went into it was like a room where they did work with you, like math and science, well, math and reading, basically. And I'll never forget, they said to my mom, and I want to say my mom, my dad, my adoptive mother, my biological dad, and I want to say it was my older sister, if I'm not mistaken, that I was on a second grade level. And that shot my confidence so bad because I was a 12th grader. and my knowledge had went from a 12th grader to a 2nd grade level. After that, after I got out of Levine's Hospital, of course, I was able to walk again. I was able to write a little bit, and I was able to talk again. And by the time I left there, I was able to eat. I want to say I was like 125 or something like that in high school. I went all the way down to 118. And it's crazy because I have a video still when they brought me into the room at the rehabilitation center. They brought me into the room and they said she's 117 point, I want to say 0.2 or something like that. And my mother and my biological father were so happy. Because they were not going to let me out of the hospital until I gained some weight. Because when I was going through the aneurysm and, you know, trying to get back to myself, I couldn't eat. So they were feeding me everything through a tube. They had me on plenty of medicine. They had me on Ritalin. I'll never forget, they said I couldn't go until I, you know, gained some weight. But, of course, I wasn't able to eat. So it was harder for me to, you know, gain the weight until the end of my days. I know when I came back to South Carolina, I know I had therapy at the Baptist Hospital. I do remember that. And they did say, I will never forget this, the doctor said she cannot go to college straight after high school. I remember going to my graduation for high school, and I was able to walk. That's a blessing because people thought I was going to come, you know, on the stage with a wheelchair. But if you know me, my family knows I'm very determined. I will never stop going for something that I want. I'm going to continue to push on, and I refuse to go on a stage for me on a wheelchair because I hadn't been through so much. I wanted to walk across the stage, and I did. It wasn't in heels like I wanted it to be. It was in flat, but I was able to walk. So I didn't go to college until the January 2014. I'll never forget me going. I felt like I should have stayed out for that whole year, though, because I'll never forget my first year. I had a lot of scholarships I did, and then I had either Hope or Light, whichever one was the highest one. I'll never forget that first semester. I finished with a 3.1. That was just enough for me to keep my scholarship. I'll never forget me being in those classes the first semester. It scared me because I couldn't comprehend as how I used to when I was in, you know, growing up through my regular, you know, grade. Things that should be, you know, easy for anybody to get, it was 10 times harder for me to get. So I had to say in my books, I had to put forth more effort than anybody else. I'll never forget, I called my mama one day and I said, I want to quit. And she said, Amber, you're not quitting college. You're going to stay and you're going to finish. And she gave me a pep talk and I said, yes, ma'am. And I'm so grateful for that because if it was not for that, I would have been done with college. I would have been done with college. My grade point average finally got up to like a 3.7, and I was proud of myself. And then I had a class that knocked me back down. I think it knocked me back down to like a 3.3 or something like that because I got a D in a class, and I had told my teacher, I said, can I drop this class? I don't think I'm going to do good in it. He was like, no, Amber, you'll do good. If you get a C on this, your last test, you'll be good. I said, okay, you know, thinking that I would do good, and I didn't. But I can't get mad at my teacher for that. It's only a learning experience for me. And then I finally, I'll never forget my last week of college because I stayed on campus all those years until my, it was like the last semester of my senior year. I stayed home with my mom because I only had nothing but one class left. So it was no need for me to be staying on campus, you know, paying, you know, extra tuition or whatever, or making extra money to come out of my pocket that didn't need to come out. So I'll never forget, I went to my friend's room, and she was like, Amber, you need to go get your soul. And I said, what soul, girl? And she was just like, Amber, your cum laude soul. I said, what are you talking about? So I went, and they was like, congratulations, your cum laude. And I was like, okay, what is cum laude? Because I was just like, I know I'm not going to have no soul because I know I had a 3.3. I know I don't have no honors for college. But the point of me saying that is because me going through what I went through, I still came out on top for myself. So I don't want anybody to ever think, though, that if you go through something tragic, traumatic, or anything like that, that you can't come out on top. I graduated in 2018 with a business administration a bachelor's in science of business administration with a concentration in accounting. I am in the midst of going back for my master's. Yes, after 3-4 years, I had to take a breath. I am in the process of going back to get my master's so I can sit down for the CPA exam because I do want to be a certified public accountant. And I am now a manager at a hair store. I am proud of myself because I keep pushing on. One thing I can tell y'all, don't ever stop pushing on. I don't care if you feel like your day is getting darker and darker on you. As long as you believe in God, you continue to believe in God, and you continue to read your Bible. And honestly, for me, music is my medicine. If I didn't have music, I don't know where I would be today. I'm not going to lie. But as long as you got God, as long as you got a good supportive family around you and a supportive, you like, friend group or best friends, let me just say that much, you're going to be good. It's going to be hard. It's nothing in this world is easy, I can say that much. But you will get through it. I do want to say thank you to my family, my whole family, my immediate family, my school family, my church family, the 7th Episcopal District of AME. I want to say thank you to them, and thank y'all to you all. And that's my testimony.
Appreciate that. All right. Hold tight. Let me open these mics. See, girl, you got a whole crowd. See that? Hold tight.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
I got a few more to go here. A few more to go.
God is good. God is great.
Yes, all the time. Yes, hallelujah.
It is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, Godfather.
Hey, baby.
Good evening, sir. Welcome. Glad you could join us.
Indeed, what a pleasure, sir.
You know, how sweet.
I have everyone whose hand is up. If you want to speak, please press 1. Please press 1 if you would like to speak. Miss Amber, I want to say thank you. This is the Queen from North Carolina. I want to say thank you, young lady, for giving us that testimony, for showing us what strength is about. And for me, the main thing is to show them what family is about. I love my family, both biologically, nationally, spiritually. And if you don't have that support system, it's hard to do anything. So you've got a great support system. I'm sure a lot of these numbers on here are for you. And just know that it is a lot of them. So I don't know who told you they was coming, but they are here. And if they want to speak, they can press 1. But I pray that God continues to strengthen you. I went through some of your pictures, and you're absolutely beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting, let God lead you, and you're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Wait a minute. We got... Okay, got it. All right, anybody?
Hallelujah. Thank you, young lady. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm happy for you.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. If you have any more questions, anybody have any comments, please feel
free.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Mrs. Clay. Go right ahead.
Amen. Oh, that's Minister Elsie.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
I was saying hallelujah for the young lady. Hallelujah. Thank God for her testimony. Praise God. I was just giving God thanks to hear her voice and to see what the Lord has done for her.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
From being in that bathtub until now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't imagine that. My goodness. But God had a plan. God has a better
mm-hmm.
plan for her. And I thank God for her. I just listening here and, you know, the brain and all that stuff, you know. God has a plan, and she is in God's master plan. So I just thank God for the young lady. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
That's awesome.
Please come.
Anybody else?
Wow. Amber?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I want to do this for you. Amen to God, to the glory, because I'm led by the Spirit. Whatever that you need, God's got it. Whatever that you need, God's got it. Whatever that you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. If his strength that you need, God got it. Amber, if his strength that you need, God's got it. If it's strength that you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. If it's confidence that you need, God's got it. If it's confidence that you need, God got it. If it's confidence that you need, Amber, if it's confidence that you need, God got it. He's got everything that you need. Hallelujah. Everything, Amber, God got it for you. Daughter, God got everything that you need. Amen. You continue to keep the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You ain't seen nothing yet, daughter. You ain't seen nothing yet. But the plans that God has for you. Amen. Can't no devil in hell take it away from you. You keep the faith.
All right.
You pray,
right.
You aim high, and you stay focused,
right.
Daughter. And I promise you that you can't lose with the stuff that he used.
All right.
Is. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
that's
God
right.
got your back in front. God got you, daughter. And we love yes. you, and thank you so much for sharing your testimony. Amen, because we overcome by our testimony. And this is your healing point. This is your time to step forward, and you better step and stride, baby. You better put
yes,
a hump in your back and step. and keep on skipping. God bless you, daughter, and I'm completed.
Thank you. Amen.
No, we are definitely here to support you. Mm-hmm. We are definitely family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you choose us to be, you know.
Oh, yes.
Definitely want to thank Ms. Amber Dove for coming through and blessing us with her testimony. Appreciate it. One more example of another survivor. And I said all the time, and I'm going to continue to say, that's why I love being a part of what we do here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, here in AJ and his squad. And for those who don't remember, for those who don't know what squad stands for, and it's the special qualities that you add. And every week we just keep adding and adding and adding. And I am so blessed and humble to be a part of what we have going on. And I just want to thank each and every member of the squad, because what we have turned this into, you have put in so much time, so much dedication, so much passion. You have taken so much of your free time, and we have built something miraculous. And I just love being a part of giving back and a part of the healing that we are, all are involved and all are a part of. So I just want to say thank you to Ms. Amber Dove for her testimony, and thank all the callers, all the listeners, everybody chimes in on the Facebook page, all the comments, all the love that you give us, and every Friday night that everybody tunes into this podcast, know that you are making a difference. You really are. We really are.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Anybody else? Please, Ms. Dove, I just want to thank you for being a guest on this show. Your testimony had me in tears because I knew some of it, but I didn't do all of it. You are definitely a strong young black woman, and I just want you to keep your head up. Never look back, but keep your head up. Keep your motivation up. Stay encouraged within your heart and within your mind, knowing that Jesus Christ is always there. And you know how to lean, because I know how your mother teach. So God bless you, and may you continue to strive for all your goals in life and never give up. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, I have a 205 that's wanting to speak. 205, your mic is not open.
Yes, I'd like
this
to
God right now from Birmingham, Alabama. This seems very interesting. So what time do y'all start on Friday?
9 o'clock. Eastern.
Oh, okay. I've been catching the stories. I thank Sister Ashley for inviting me to this. Of course, I had an invitation to come, but I was in other things, but I'm going to start coming. I'm going to be a member and a part of it as well. It's always good to hear what God brought each individual out. We all went through something. But if we can live to tell it, that's a good thing, because I went through a lot of things. My mom and dad couldn't get me out of it. I know God the one did it. And he's still working with me and working through me as well. It's just the thing is, when I couldn't go to school with my sisters and brothers, that hurt me to my heart.
Amen.
And sometimes I used to say, why me? Why me with that problem? I done painted myself so many times, but I didn't let other people see me do that. But when I found God and found him, knowing that I could have been gone a long time ago, but I'm still here, 66 years old. All the blessings come from the Most High, and he still got me here. I just had everything everybody else had but sight. But I didn't have to have a physical sight. I got the spiritual sight, which make me see farther than the natural. It just does my heart a lot of excited when I hear about other people going through and they call on the name of Jesus that he's brought them out. When we tell other people the stories, you know, they need... We had to tell them that it's to keep hope alive.
Amen.
As long as God is on this earth, as long as God is in heaven, there's no way you can go wrong. and I just love it when you recognize God that we could still be going through what we're going through. So since he brought us out, we got to tell it. He's still available 24/7. Call him up, 111, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit, all in one. So sometimes I still pity myself, but I don't let other people see it, and I try not to show it because God's the one that brought me. I'm glad it started from bad and ended up good, you know. As I can say, I could still be going through, but he brought me through. That's, you know, I can't wait to tell my story either. So God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
I also have a couple other people on hold with. If anybody else has anything, go ahead. I
think Godfather was trying to say something, too.
Okay, I have a 919. Your mic is open if you'd like to talk. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, Daddy. Hey.
I just calling to say that I'm very proud of you for speaking off your testimony this evening.
Amen. Thank you, Daddy.
Oh. Hi, Daddy.
Love it. That's beautiful.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, Dad.
How are you, Dad?
Hey, Father.
I'm well. Thank you. Like, I just wanted to call in, let you know I'm very proud of you. I'm glad that you are able to speak out on your testimony. And
thanks, you so much.
You are a very strong young woman, and I'm very, very proud of you. Very proud.
Thank you. It's all right, Dad.
Oh.
That part.
It's all right.
Well, thank you,
that
Daddy.
That part.
I keep trying to tell you. It's miraculous. I keep trying to tell you.
Look at God. Look at God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, God.
Yes, he is.
God is good.
All the time.
Well, so you've done a great job. He's definitely touched us. And we hear a lot of people come through here, and they tell a lot of things. And some touches a little more deeper than others. And I can definitely put this one at the top. So you've done a great job. You know, she kept herself focused. She kept God first. And she, like I told her, she's a beautiful young lady. I just met her, and I already feel like she's going to be somebody I'm going to get to know quite well. So thank you for doing such a great job. She's definitely a blessing.
Ooh. And I thank you very much, and
yes,
I give it all to God.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
That's it, man of God. That's it.
That part.
Anybody else anything
they want to say? Yeah, that's a dad.
I'm good. I'll talk to her a little later, but I just wanted to call and let her know I'm super proud of her and that I love her very much.
All right.
I got that. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. There you go. There you go. Go, Daddy. There you go.
I think the Godfather was trying to say something at one point, too.
Yes, Mr. Godfather, sir, you still with us, sir?
I'm still here, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Please bless us with your presence.
Although you felt that you couldn't make it, it's already planned that you was going to make it. For your God will never fail you. He has you in his hand, and I knew that your story was going to be one that would touch me. And the reason it touches me so much, because my mother had an aneurysm. And thank God you was able to survive. You was able to go on with your college. And I know you're going to get the degree that you want, but God has already planned it for you. Continue to keep up the good work, and God love you, and all of us on the squad love you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Godfather, sir.
Yes.
As wise as he is.
Yeah, I like to say hello to the young lady Amber, and then you know, praise God for you and being strong to be able to come out and tell your testimony. You know, I continue to encourage your strength in the Lord. You be blessed.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, we still got we still just sitting there, you know. Feel free. If you want to speak, just press 1. I like seeing all the callers in here, but I like it even better when I see the hands up. I'm just saying. So if you just want to just say hi to the young lady, say hi to us. You don't have to talk a whole lot, but we thank you for being here anyway. Whether you talk or not, we thank you for being here.
And we love you.
Or, you know, give us comments, feedback, how you think we're doing, how you think the show is going, you know, any suggestions on things you think we could do better, any things that you would like for us to bring to the platform. You can either let us know when you're here on the platform or go to the Facebook page, AJ and the Squad, leave us a comment, a suggestion or ideas. Absolutely.
Well, Ms. Amber, do you have anything you would like to say, ma'am?
Just thank you all for allowing me to come and tell my testimony to help the next person who might need it to hear it. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome, love. You're so welcome. Anytime, anytime.
Before we go, like we always do about this time, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We all say amen.
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 Oh, I don't want to go with so many people. I don't want to go
We still got a little 9 minutes. And I just want to say thank you to all the callers, to all the listeners. Thanks to everyone who does participate. We appreciate your support, your love.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Don't
6 Hours Radio
Facebook.
Network.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Our page is growing because of you, and especially you.
And
so
you.
Tell a couple of friends, join our page. And if you're already on our page, post. Enlighten us, encourage us, inspire us.
That's right.
If something good happened, just say hello for the day. Whatever you want to put that just makes us feel good.
Prayers, poems, songs.
Post, yes.
Daily
yes.
Affirmations. Anything.
Invite a friend. Tell a friend. Bring a friend.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you
might. We got a question. I got some texts coming in from the people that are listening. How to go back and listen to this same exact podcast. Can you explain that for them? How they can go back and listen to the same podcast later.
Yes. So, if you are already on our Facebook page, once you go on to the AJ and the Squad group page, across the top you'll see where it says featured. That's all our podcasts from day one. And it just all scrolled across the top. They're dated. They tell who the speakers are. Maybe a hashtag. But that's all our podcasts. Now, if you're not on our page yet and you're doing yourself a dissatisfaction by not being on there, then just go. You can go to Google and pull up AJ and the Squad, listen live. And it'll take you right to it. You have to go through the whole Six Eyes Radio Network, all the other things he have. But you can find AJ and the Squad. Just you pull it up from there. But it's just so much easier just to join a page. And you can listen to all of them. Just join the page. I dare you. I dare you to join the page.
She gonna dare you. I'm gonna plead with you. You know.
I dare you. Yes, you would definitely. I'm telling you, the page is so. It's so fulfilling. It has something for everybody.
Yeah.
And when I say something for everybody, I mean from the youngest to the oldest, the black, the white, the male, the female, the in-betweens, it has something for everybody.
That's right.
So if you're on it, continue to post. If you're not on it, love yourself enough to join it. We'll accept you. Consider yourself already accepted. Now, the good thing is I've learned, if you're already in a group on Facebook, and you click to join AJ and the squad, you actually, you get to bypass a couple of steps. But we want you there. We want you to
security
join
is
us.
Tight.
It is very tight.
Very tight.
But just come join us. You have a ball. Just listen to the comments, listen to looking at the stories, answering the questions. You know, Mr. Two-Piece puts up a lot of questions. You know, videos, songs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for everybody. I promise you it is.
Everybody.
And while we're talking about everybody, I also want to remind everybody that this is the 6 Eyes Radio Network, and 7 days a week, you can call the same number and turn it to a different show. So remember, tomorrow night, 11:30, kicking it with 6, Mr. DJ ATL, Miss Pride and Joy, and
Miss
Nicole.
Pride and Joy, and Miss Nicole.
That's right. Check them out. You know, latest new, greatest music, commentary, you know, latest gossip, everything that's going on. So make sure you tune in. We got a lot of great stuff going on. Don't forget about Mr. Pastor Bonnet. Great shows on Sundays, Motivational Mondays. Make sure you check them out. We appreciate each and every one of you tuning in to the 6 Eyes Radio Network, and we appreciate you tuning in to AJ and the Squad.
May I say something, too?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
I'd like to say thank you to the Total Anointed Prayer Line of Tallahassee, Florida. I want to thank each and every one of you. You didn't say anything, but I know you were there, so I already know. I know you were there. Amen. To God be glory. But I'm grateful, and I tell God thank you for who he is. And I want to throw this out there, too. Amen. If you want to plant a seed, amen, to AJ and the squad, amen, just take basis, and we can show you how you can plant a seed and watch us continue to grow. God
absolutely.
Bless you all, and I'm completed. Amen.
Absolutely. And like I said, I don't know if it's where it is up at the top, but our very own queen, we did have a fundraiser, AJ and the squad. We did present, Children's Foundation, correct? Which one was the name of it again?
No, queen? Actually, it was a church. It was
the church.
Was
I apologize.
Church.
I apologize.
Out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. There you go. You've been so busy down there with the car wash and with the backpack giveaways, and it's just so much you've been doing. And look forward because we're going to be doing a lot of things in all the states.
That's what I was going to say. Look for us coming to a city near you. We're coming.
That's right.
AJ and the squad.
Florida, Chicago, Virginia, Ohio.
And if you got something out there that you're about to participate in and you're about to have, hit us up on Facebook. We may continue some representation. We're about to do some big things. So if you need a little support, hit up AJ and the squad. You never know what we might do.
You never know. You never know. We might just pop out and pull up. You never know.
That's right. We might pull up.
That's right. Absolutely. And look out for the merchandise. We definitely have the AJ and the squad t-shirts coming. You go on the Facebook, you can see one of the examples. Queen was rocking hers. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
I thought you'd say so myself. Thank you.
You know,
I can't
wait to see everybody else with their t-shirts on. So
yes.
Definitely big things to come. Absolutely.
And we thank you guys for your support so much. You just have no idea what you do for us.
Amen.
So,
catch
us next week. Some more surprises, some more inspirational stories, some more love. Right here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad and the queen.
Nice man.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else?
I've seen that our own squad member's Destiny was in the house, and it's okay you didn't talk. We're glad you were feeling better enough to come see us and join us. It was definitely a blessing to see you here, and we pray that God continues to bless you and your family and continues to send you guys healing.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And we love you.
Good night, everyone.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network. Hit the 5-1-2-4-2-4-3-9-6-1-7.
But at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make way, as you have done so many times. Through a door, an open door, I stretch my hand to come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more than the best friend I have indeed. You, my best friend, had no
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for calling. See you next Friday.
See you next week.
This has been another episode of AJ and the Squad on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Another one for the books, I believe.
That was good, too.
It was great. It was really good.
Yeah, yeah. I started sweating for a second, but...
I love y'all. Y'all just so
never
so
bad.
Professional. Just so
we
professional.
We got this.
Just,
we
yeah.
got this.
I, like I said, I was sweating. I didn't say I was worried. I just started sweating.
Just
it was crazy.
Okay. Well,
my God, I forgot we were recording right now. I'm going to tell you what I was yeah. doing. I'll tell you what I was doing. I said, oh, shit. No.
Well, you said sweating, so that impressed me right there. So.
I was doing housework at the time. I was like, oh, no.
Which is so good. You always have everything right on time.
Yeah, like I said, that was definitely beautiful.
Sweet.
And then when her father, oh, that was
that
just,
did it right
was,
there.
Oh
yeah,
that was that yes. part. That was it.
I didn't know how long he was gonna be here, but I started to play dance with my father, but I didn't know how long he was gonna be around. But that definitely changed the whole dynamic of the whole night, right
oh,
there.
Oh yeah, that was beautiful.
Yes.
Like I said, that's what it's all about, though.
Well, she had a lot of support. The room was packed, so she had a lot of support.
How many calls?
It was all her, but we got up to 27. That's been our biggest one.
That's what's up. It's growing. Imagine that. That's crazy. No, it's not. It
beautiful
is what it
thing.
Is.
Beautiful
it
thing.
Is.
Everything
we
God
still,
does.
We still growing.
They're going and growing,
All right. That'd be cool to get to like 50 callers, like 250 people on the Facebook page.
I know, right? I'd be moving
Well, come on, let's get up off of here because we're being recorded
okay.
right now.
I'll
see you
right.
on the other side, baby. Good show.
All right. Thank
you. Good night, everybody.